Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Oh, I forgot to tell you to click that link in there. Can you hear me?
Look at this.
I see it.
Iman, can you close the door? Watch out. Hold on one second. Who's that? Is that Baba's friend? What's his name? Do you go to the masjid tonight?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? Do we pray? Why do you do this? Can you hear me, Jay?
I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. Who's that guy? Is it Sheikh? She calls you Sheikh. She goes, where's Sheikh? Oh, is that your friend, Sheikh? All right, should we get started?
Yeah, bismillah.
All right, bismillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody, from myself and from Iman. And from Sheikh Abdul Nasser, welcome back to our nightly session for the last 10 nights of Ramadan, titled Forgiveness from Allah. The hope for these sessions, inshallah, is to serve as just a short reminder at the end of a long day for everybody, a short reminder about one of the most important topics that a person's iman can benefit from, and that is reflecting on the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, just as much as we are flawed and mistake-making people, Allah's forgiveness is greater than that. And so sometimes, it's nice just to sit and talk about Allah's forgiveness. So we, Sheikh Abdul Nasser, alhamdulillah, and I will be joining you guys, and we've gone ahead and picked some verses from the Quran to go over each night. The first night we did, the verses from Surah Al-Hashr? No, which one?
The verses today?
No, though the first night, two nights ago.
The very first night.
Was it? Surah Tahrim.
Surah
Tahrim, and then last night we did Surah Tawbah.
That's right.
And tonight we're going to be doing Surah Al Imran, inshallah. Probably one of the more better known passages regarding the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so I'm going to go ahead and quickly deliver Iman back to her bed. Say bye. And then we'll Okay, never mind. I'll read it with you. Okay, come here. All right, so we'll read, inshallah, the verses. I'll read and translate, and then Sheikh Abdel Nasser, inshallah, will just give us some of his reflections and thoughts on it, okay? Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter number 3, Sheikh, if you don't mind just throwing up a comment up there so we can pin it, inshallah.
Yeah, we're discussing I can do that.
Chapter number 3, verses 133, 134, and 135. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says... 136,
yeah.
Oh, and 136?
Yeah.
And 136, oh yeah.
I got you.
So 133 through 136, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّاتٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Sorry. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً هَفَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُم مَّغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ الْأَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in these verses, the first, and rush and hasten towards the forgiveness from your Lord, from Allah, as well as a garden as wide as the heavens and earth put together, prepared for those who have God consciousness. Those who have God consciousness, he continues, are those who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and in difficulty, those who are able to swallow their anger, and those who are able to pardon other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely loves those people who do the best that they can. And for those who, when they commit some sort of immorality, some sort of sin, or they wrong themselves by the sin that they've committed, the first thing they do is they remember Allah and they seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive any sins except for Allah? And they do not persist in what they have done while they are aware, while they are knowing. Those are those people. Their reward is the forgiveness from their Lord and the gardens beneath which rivers flow, place it, the place that they will live in for eternity, and an excellent is the reward for those who are the righteous workers. So these are the verses that are, they're very, mashallah, well-known. They're incredibly, mashallah, powerful. I mean, that's part of the reason why they're so well-known. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a couple different points that Shaykh is going to teach us about. One of the most important things here is that Allah tells us who are those people who qualify for His forgiveness, what makes them so special, and their description may actually surprise you. They're not as perfect as some of us may imagine them to be. So Shaykh, can you talk to us a little bit about some of your reflections about these verses?
Absolutely. So, Bismillah. First and foremost, I'll kind of follow the flow of the verses. And Ustad, you'll have to kind of pin the comment that has the verse number. I can't pin it. Okay, so I'll kind of follow the flow of the verses so I'm not jumping around too much and it's easier to follow. Allah says, wasari'u, rush, hasten, go quickly. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ to the forgiveness from your Lord. And a paradise that is as vast as the whole universe, right? Because when Allah says السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ that means like everything in existence. So the whole universe. And this is prepared for the people, like you said, مُتَّقِين, people of God consciousness. And what really jumps out next is the idea. So Allah is putting a really... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing a lot of emphasis on this. Rush, go quickly, no time to lose. This is an emergency. And then, so this is something very important. But then look how practical it is what Allah is telling us to go to. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ They spend in good times and in bad times. But the interesting thing that the scholars note here, there's no mention of quantity.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mention of quantity. Mutlaq. So it's open-ended. So if somebody was to ask a question, is a dollar enough? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in fact, we even have a hadith, an authentic narration of the Prophet ﷺ, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَ that save yourself from the fire of hell even with half of a date. Right? Something so minuscule. وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ
which basically means kind of like to swallow your anger, to not give in when you feel angry and not lash out in the moment, but rather to be able to practice a little self-control. And again, how practical is that? Okay. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And then be willing to forgive people in your life when they maybe have done something, you know, they did not keep up their end of the relationship. They crossed a particular line. They said something they shouldn't have said, right? So you being willing to let go of the people, let go of what the people have done, and being able to overlook it, move past it, be the bigger person. That one's a little bit difficult, but still it's very practical, right? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just upped the ante. What did he say? That God loves those people who excel. So if you do these very practical things, you give, like, you put a quarter in a jar every single day. You give $10 every Friday when you go for Jum'ah, right? You sign up to be a monthly sustainer at Roots, $25 a month, right? That's it. Okay? Like something that practical. You try not to lash out at people. You try not to take your anger out and your frustrations out on people. And then somebody says something, you don't feel the need to necessarily hit them back with something when they say something, right? You're willing to let it go. That very practical reality, Allah calls it muhsineen. You are like the super excellent people of faith, ihsan. Your Islam is beautiful and God loves you for it. And then it's not done. Because then Allah says, the reality is, you're normal people, right? You're going to go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning. You're going to go to work. You're going to socialize with people. Now, naturally, what happens? The more you live life, the more there's going to be moments where you slip up, you make mistakes, and you commit errors. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You do things you're not supposed to do. So on and so forth. And what's very interesting here, Allah didn't just simply say that they commit a sin, dhanb, or they do make a mistake, khati'a, or that they commit, you know, some sin, like itham. Allah said, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Fahish, in the Arabic language, even though it has a very strong association that is obvious, it's in the Quran, so we can't deny it. It has a very strong association with not just sins, but sins that are more of a, you know, of a shameless nature. Sins that are in the realm of, you know, lust. That's the word I was looking for. Sins that are of a lustful nature. Very animal, very carnal, very lustful kind of behavior. All right. So it's talking, it has an association with that. But at the same time, though, fuhush or fahash also refers to just something very drastic, right? That you are committing or doing something very drastic. Okay. And that's very interesting. Because Allah is saying, like, these people didn't just make a mistake, like they, you know, they forgot to say salam to somebody. You know, they didn't make a mistake where they didn't pray their sunnah today, right? Or they made a mistake where it's like, oh, they were late for prayer, or something like that. No. Fahish is like obscene. Somebody put the comment obscene. It's very good, very good word for it, right? So they committed something very obscene. Okay, and then oh, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and that's the second description. They've really, really harmed themselves. Like they've darkened their soul. They've diminished their light. They've indulged in something that is so dark and so deep and so distant from Allah that they've diminished their light. You know, it's almost like somebody like waking up, coming to their senses like a week later, a month later, a year later. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You're not even sure what the light looked like anymore. So it's talking about something really harsh, very bad, very severe. Then what does Allah say? How do they, you know, how do they make up for that? How do they fix that? How do they remedy that? This is what's beautiful. ذَكَرُ اللَّهَ. They remember Allah. And again, the scholars point out by saying ذَكَرُ اللَّهَ, maybe all they say is the name of Allah. Ya Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Like, I don't even have the words. I don't even have the words of what to say. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they just apologize. I'm so sorry. I messed up big time. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And this is Allah responding. Who can forgive sins except for Allah? Meaning, of course they call out to Allah. And of course Allah will answer them. Because Allah is the only one who can answer them. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. It then does mention one condition there that we should be mindful of. That when they have that moment of realization, they wake back up, then they don't deliberately, intentionally, blatantly, you know, kind of brazenly say, I'm going to keep on doing this. I don't care. They just have to have that. They just have to be careful not to have that I don't care kind of attitude. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing. And if they can do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. Those people, their reward, their outcome, their result will be what? مَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Complete forgiveness from their Lord. Slate completely wiped clean. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And gardens with rivers flowing from beneath them. We talked about this yesterday. They will reside therein for all of eternity. نِعْمَ أَجَرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And this is really beautiful. Amazing and beautiful and remarkable is the reward of those people who work. And that's what it's talking about. You hear people say this a lot, right? Like you'll hear Ustad Abdurrahman say all the time that, you know, you just got to keep working at it. What's important is that you're trying, you're working at it, you're trying, you're working at it. He's not just making that up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally saying here that ni'ma ajarul amilin, amazing is the reward, you know, a beautiful reward for the workers, right? The people who just put in the work and they mess up and they make mistakes, but nonetheless, they just keep on putting in the work, you know? And so those are some of the things that kind of jump out over here.
One thing, Sheikh, that I think is really amazing in these verses is that there's basically, you know, Allah he's defining the highest level of belief, ihsan, with some of the lowest of sins being the motivation for a person to turn back to Allah. So in order for a person to achieve the highest level of faith, they first have to experience some bad lows.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of times people assume that, you know, if I'm going to be the best Muslim, then I have to be perfect all the time. And, you know, that there's no way that I can make a mistake. But here Allah Ta'ala says that this person commits like an obscenity. And as a result of their sins, you know, their soul becomes, you know, darkened. And then that person, all they do is something very simple. As you said, Sheikh, they just remember Allah. And all of a sudden now that remembrance of Allah has like catapulted them past all of the milestones of their sins and brought them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of his forgiveness. And so it's interesting, like, you know, you might think, Wallahu yuhibbul muslimin, or, you know, you might think that Allah ta'ala is going to mention, or mu'mineen, you know, that maybe the entry level Muslim or the intermediate, you know, quality believer. But here you have like the highest level of belief, right? Ihsan, those who try their best all the time. And Allah Ta'ala describes them by saying that they came from a pretty humble beginning. You know, they committed some pretty bad things. So gives hope to us, honestly, subhanAllah.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that when it talks about the good things that they do or that they should do, the good things it's recommending, the scholars note that a lot of it is mentioned using the nominal form. They're like nouns, right? And when it talks about the sins they commit, it talks about them using verbs. And when it talks about the good they do, it's using very kind of general, very open-ended kind of language. When it talks about the sins they commit, it uses very definitive language with some very dramatic descriptors, right? So it's when it talks about the good they do, it's saying that they do good. And it might be very small. It might be very humble, but it is meaningful. It is sincere. And they, the most important thing that value is being placed on is that they try to just build a habit. They try to be consistent with it. Just they try to be consistent with something small and something good. When it talks about the sin they committed, it says, man, they committed some major sins. But it doesn't talk about them committed, like performing some major deeds. It's very simple deeds are enough to overcome the very major sins that they've committed. And so there's, in that sense, it doesn't seem like it's very balanced. It's like somebody who's super sinful and then just starts doing some good deeds on a regular basis. And that's enough to completely flip the person's fate.
It's interesting because I think a lot of times we forget that the act of repentance is a good deed in of itself.
Absolutely.
And so it's almost like, you know, they do all these bad deeds and everyone's, oh, you know, if you do only a few good deeds, what's the purpose? But I think remorse and regret and repentance is so hard to do. You know, it's so hard to humble yourself and admit that you're wrong. It's one of the most difficult things for everyone to do is to admit that they're wrong, whether Absolutely. It's in their, whether it's with their family or their friends, just to admit I'm wrong. You know, we don't even entertain the idea that we could have been wrong.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, Tawbah is one of the greatest good deeds. And so it's kind of like, don't forget that, you know, don't forget that as you're on your way. This is really powerful, SubhanAllah, Sheikh. I think this is a, great section of verses, especially to go over here on this, this odd night, SubhanAllah, yeah. Right? So yeah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us the most who seek forgiveness from Him and Ameen. That those who are forgiven by the time that we say Ameen to our du'as that Allah has forgiven us. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those who, you know, those around us, our family, our parents, our teachers, our friends, our community. And we ask Allah ta'ala to make us amongst those who don't return back to the same sins that we committed once we've asked for His forgiveness.
And you know, just in the spirit of what we read, something small, something humble, but just very heartfelt, very sincere, very, you know, meaningful. So when we get done with the stream here in a minute, before you get up from your spot, just make some dua. Just remember Allah. You know, just have a 2-minute conversation with Allah before you go to bed. Just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk to Allah while you're sitting in bed, laying in bed, trying to go to sleep. And before you, when you wake up for suhoor, just again, just remember Allah for just a second, for just a moment. But something small, something humble, something meaningful, something sincere. And, you know, just make the most of the opportunity. And just a couple of reminders about the, inshallah, some of the opportunities that are upcoming. Inshallah, we're going to be here every night. So please do join us. Number two is Saturday going into Sunday, the 27th night of Ramadan. Please keep a lookout for the program that night. The Qalam YouTube channel is the surefire place to be able to find it. And it'll be a really, really beautiful program with a lot of the teachers from Qalam. Just powerful reflections on that night, all coming together. It's kind of the annual Qalam Qiyam that we conduct. So join us for that, inshallah. And thirdly and finally, we request you and we ask you to support the work that we're doing. You can go to supportqalam.com and just click that link, share it with family and friends, and show your support. That is a good deed that you can do. It'll be a continuous charity and a sadaqah jariyah for you. And it will continue to benefit people all around the world and keep the work going, inshallah. So jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much. As always, we're very humbled and very appreciative of y'all spending a few moments with us reflecting on these blessed nights.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam.